Time to talk some local rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing this afternoon, Wixie?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mate, what's happening with the juniors tomorrow?
Yeah, of course, we've got the second of the big experiences there for Hunter Juniors as they're trialling for the various country and state championships that are later in the year in June. So look out for that. Go through Hunter Juniors on not only Facebook, but also hunterjuniors.com.au. PH Road Group gear, may it be a boy or a girl, and be part of that. Also, you can continue to get registered as we look to get stuck into the season in a couple of weeks' time. So you can be part of that via the Rugby Explorer on your app. And also, of course, Australia.rugby on the Facebook, on the website.
We are getting closer to the season with some trial matches about.
Yeah, this afternoon at Marcellin, we've got the Maitland Blacks, who had a trial last week, are going to play against the Hornsby Lions. That'll be this afternoon, and they've got a couple of interesting guests there at Marcellin after the game you can meet, including Glenn and Gary Ella, as well as John Mungleton, and David Campese, which is fantastic to see. Also, the Hunter Wildfires, before they play in the first round of the Charter Hall Shoot Shield next weekend, have a trial match down there at Walters Park in Bulakuru, and that'll be on around Cardiff. Had a coaching clinic this morning with all of that, and they take on the West Lions in Canberra, which is one of the clubs in the John Ident Shield. It's actually Stephen Larkham's club in Canberra, so they're starting their season soon as well. But yeah, launch, as we said, during the week. It'll be on Friday there at the next club, and then we've got the first game there at number 2 Oval next Saturday. So 18 weeks the Shoot Shield will go for, and it'll be interesting to see after the third year how Bubba Coleman and Jada Tassel have prepared the teams to play in the Sydney competitions.
All right, looking forward to hearing more about, of course, the Scone Brumbies, the Marcelbrook Heelers and the Singleton Bulls. Hopefully they'll be getting out on the field sometime soon. They should be due for a trial match, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they've tried. They've had various issues. Maybe other clubs not ready to go. The season starting in late April.
Yeah.
In late April. And of course, Easter is on the 16th this year. So Central North will start their season in 2 weeks' time with the Brumbies on the road to play against the Walker Rams. And as I said before, the Crendale Lions also get to start their season against Pirates. They have a trial next Friday night, and that's against Rob College there at Crendale Rugby Park. Just find out more through the website there, crendalerugby.com.au.
And let's have a look at Super Rugby history last night. Moana Pacifica defeating the Hurricanes, and the Brumbies and the Force playing a game of touch football.
Yeah, fantastic games. Also, the Melbourne Rebels overcome all the odds and actually got a win, 42 points to 27. But this afternoon, the big local derby, a weird sort of photo that's on the website there of rugby.com.au is Chris Latham from the Queensland town of Narrabri, wearing a Queensland jumper, and Lottie Dakiri, who played Queensland in rugby league but played in a Waratahs jumper, holding the Bob Templeton Cup. But that'll be on tonight at 7:30 on GEM Channel 82. So that's on free-to-air. The Bill Corp Pacific W, of course, will have a week off, and they'll be back into it next week with a big game there between the Third Junior and the undefeated New South Wales Waratahs. But, of course, Harvey Norman Super Rugby continues on its merry way tonight, and looking forward to seeing Michael Hoover come back and play.
Do you think the Tars might be able to get the Reds tonight, mate?
Oh, they could. They've got a great opportunity. If let them go last time. Of course, Danny Olatempu somehow found his way out of the judiciary, which was interesting to see. Mm. But big game up there at Lang Park. Great opportunity for the Waratahs to continue to be in the top four. And they've got to take every opportunity to get points before we bump into the New Zealand sides. But yeah, Moama Pacific winning last night doesn't hurt anybody at all as far as that goes, beating the Wellington Hurricanes.
All right, looking forward to go the Tars tonight. And Wixie, we'll catch up again on Tuesday and talk some more local rugby. Thanks for joining us on the Sideline View.
Good on you. Thanks, Bear.